You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. What's been going on here for the last couple of days, folks, is amazing. I didn't know what was going to happen when I put this conference together, but I found out. There's some really good people out there, and the best of them are right here. Last Friday, a nurse left the bedside of a dying patient, jumped on a Greyhound bus, and came to St. John's, Arizona. The patient, not willing to lay there alone in that bed, followed her. We have a man who was married to a beautiful woman. Kissed her, she turned into a dog. He's here, so's the dog. And in just a few moments, folks, if I can figure out what I'm doing here, we've been having a great time. Now, just to let you know, I have asked this audience today, after one day and one half of lectures, seminars, and workshops, just one day and one half out of five, I did this at... At high noon, I asked them how many of them thought that they had already received the full worth of what they paid to get here, their lodging, their food, and the answer was unanimously 100% of the audience. I've been told that this is the best conference that some of them have ever attended in their life. In just a few moments, you're going to meet every single one of these people. They may or may not tell you their real name. But they're going to tell you what's going on here. There's even a man here, folks, who hooked into a computer bulletin board system and heard there was going to be a party. He brought his whole collection of records and a case of beer. As a Freemason who came to find out the ultimate secret that he couldn't learn in the lodge. member of the inactive reserve. Come on, don't be bashful. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to meet the people who took time out from their work, from their play, from all over this country and came to St. John's, Arizona, in the hopes that they would learn something. We're going to find out whether they are or not. Remember, there's three more days to go of this conference. And because we have the speakers right down here, we're going to get feedback. If I walk out there, what I'd like for you to do is come in about two or three at a time, and then after your interview, you can come out and somebody else can come in. So it will start now. Okay. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Well, you can call me the Falcon. We'll leave the real name out of it on this one for security reasons for our militia.
And where did you come from?
South Dakota. Came down here because our militia needed information, and this was the place to get it. They needed intelligence. I already have everything I needed to know. Cub, Star, if you're out there listening tonight, got what I need to tell you. Be talking to you shortly.
Thank you. Next. Come on, Glenn, get over here.
Hi, my name is Glenn from Michigan.
And what brought you to Arizona?
I wouldn't have missed it for the world. Scheduled events, multiplicity of lectures by you, as well as the opportunity to go through your library.
And what have you discovered here?
Well worth the time and money. Well worth it.
Thank you, Glenn. Peter, this is Glenn's son. Peter, welcome to the Hour of the Time.
I'm glad to be here. I must say it's the biggest reason I'm here is towards just in general trying to understand how the world works.
And how old are you?
16.
You're 16 years old. Are you learning anything?
Quite a lot. Quite a lot.
Are you learning more than you thought you were going to learn?
Well, my dad told me I'd learn. I know I'm learning.
Okay, thank you. And who have we here?
Burl Sutton from Hammond. And we really enjoyed everybody and their speeches, and everything's been wonderful. We really enjoyed it here.
Great, thank you.
We helped you out a little bit with our library and the books, I guess.
Yes, you certainly did. We put people to work cataloging the library, folks, and here we go.
Yeah, the man with the dog. How you doing, Bill?
Good. What do you think about the He's putting me to sleep, I think. Tell us about the conference.
A lot of strange people from a lot of strange places with a lot of strange beliefs that make sense.
That's great. Are you learning anything?
Well, that's why I came here.
Good. And
all the praise you get and all the people that listen to you around the country and around the world. When I first started listening to you, the one comment or the one tag that first came in my mind, she's all right, she's not going to mess on the floor.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure I could interview her. I thought she left.
Was an American hero and the last American hero, Bill Cooper.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I don't want to hear it. Don't give me any praise. I know, but that's one of the reasons I was here.
Well, thank you, Gary. Where's your partner?
Hey, Rhonda.
This is Rhonda, folks.
Yeah. Rhonda, can you speak to the audience out there?
Okay.
Here, wait. She'll scratch the mic. There we go.
Okay. Thank you. Ann. Ann was one of our speakers. Ann, tell us where you came from and what you're doing here and what's going on.
Well, I'm Ann Husted, and I came from Michigan. And I came because I felt that I needed to know the truth. And I have learned a lot and found out some information that I didn't know was really available. And I'm glad I came. I really am. I think it's going to make a difference in my whole life and in the life of the people that I love, because we'll really be able to help them in the future.
Wonderful. Now, it's only been 2 days.
I know. I can hardly wait. We've got 3 more to go.
Did you really think that you were going to get this much information already in 2 days?
No. I thought it'd be, Thursday night, and then maybe I'd think about whether it'd been worth it, because it was a lot of time and effort to get here. But it's been already well worth it.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, I'm Sheldon, and I'm from New York.
New York City or New York State?
New York City. Drove in from the city.
And that's a long way.
It is, and it's absolutely worth being here. I wouldn't think of doing anything else. And I'll tell you, for all you people out there who thought about it, who didn't make it, you are missing an incredible amount of information.
And there's 3 more days to go. What are you going to do? You're going to go on overload, aren't you?
Well, if my head doesn't blow off from all the information, actually, I'm just working to keep it on so that I could just meet more people and learn a lot more from this.
Thank you, Sheldon.
Thank you very much.
George. George had some problems hearing what we were saying for a little while because the speaker system was pointed the wrong way or something, but are you getting the information that you came to hear, George?
I'm getting it now. I changed where I was sitting. I guess I was getting too much reflection off the wall. I've solved it now.
Wonderful. What do you think about this conference?
I came down here from Washington State. And for a lot of years, I've been kind of shaking the big stick and telling people, you go better do something, or go and do something, go doing something. And I said, take your own medicine. You go do something. Put your money where your mouth is and go do something. So I came down here to kind of get the truth, and I think it's going to make me free. Some of the steps I've already taken in my life, as far as the Gestapo is concerned, and if you don't know what that is, then you don't know what you're hearing.
They're listening to the wrong program, aren't they?
Yeah, listen to a lot of programs. So I stopped paying them people for my freedom years ago. And I want to continue on in that vein to do what I can, to do my part, to, as I said, put my money where my mouth is.
Thank you, George. And
this is Koto, and this is a message for Tama. If you're out there, I'm still looking for you. And we've had 2 days of great seminars. We had Gene Miller from Swiss America Trading. We had Bob Ross put on 6 hours of the best legal and tax information I've heard yet. We had Anthony J. Hilger just blow our minds. You heard some of what he had to say last night. The people who didn't make it blew it.
Thank you. Boy, that was quite a testimony. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Mike from Chicago, and I came late, but even just today, the $100 was nothing. I mean, $100, some people pay $100 for a good pair of shoes. $100 is nothing compared to just the 2 speakers that spoke today. I mean, you should pay $1,000 for each of these speakers just to hear them once, and for just $100... to hear these people speak is nothing. It's just $100 is nothing out of your pocket for this conference.
Have you had a chance to look at the library?
Yes, I did. There's so many books in there that are, some are not that hard to find, but some are just excellent, excellent books.
Thank you, Mike. Next.
I'm Don from, came all the way from Tepic Nayarit, Mexico. And I've been here learning from the speakers. been looking through the library and the research center and the studio. I have to tell you, folks, you should have been here if you had intended to come, and if you didn't, shame on you for not even considering it. I want to say, Bill, that you certainly are a hero, a great American hero. I'm honored to be here to meet you, your family, and I've learned not only from the speakers, but from the people who are here who have years of experience, and let's just leave it at that.
I think some of these people actually should have radio shows and should be conducting seminars, because collected within these walls, folks, are some people with some unbelievable knowledge, and they're all here, and I'm deeply humbled that they came to listen to me and the other people here who are speaking. Thank you. And who is this?
I'm Pooh.
And what do you think about all these people here?
Yes.
You like it? Okay. What do you think about the conference?
You like that too?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm Ray Parker from Dallas, Texas.
And Ray, what do you think about the conference?
I'm really enjoying it and learning a lot.
And how about the food?
It's great.
What do you think about the restaurant where you ate tonight?
It's some of the best food that I've ever had.
How about the restaurant itself? You ever seen any place like that before?
No, all the memorabilia on the wall and everything, it's amazing.
Yeah. What have you learned? What's the most important thing that you think you've learned since you've been here?
That we all need to try to turn America around for the good.
And how old are you?
16.
You hear that, folks? 16 years old. Some of you out there are 40, 50 years old, and you're still holding up the couch with your backside.
Hi, I'm Cynthia from Dallas, and that was probably the best thing that's happened in my life that spoke a minute ago. But the conference has to be close to one of the greatest things. I know that anybody listening to us talk right now is also drawn to what's going on in the world. And if you're listening, and if your ear has been bent by listening to Bill over the weeks, months, or years, then you should have been here. Because all the pieces, it's been like an implosion. All the pieces of studies and all the pieces of experiences that we've had have come together with the speakers and the people we've met here, and it's just been like, and it all just came together in an implosion. And I know you'll never run out of things to learn, and you'll never run out of things to sacrifice for in this world, but this was a great beginning. And I do feel like it was a beginning, and I know it's obviously not a beginning for you, but something's turning. There's a hope that came with this meeting. Things are going to change. There are more of us, I believe, to the betterment than there are of the people pulling down. They're few. And if we can get our numbers out, like in this meeting, I think we can defeat them.
That's wonderful. Would you consider taking a job as a sound effects technician? That was wonderful. Do that again. Folks, sometimes when you drive through the Indian reservation, you hear that sound. You stop for gas and there's an arrow stuck in your car.
And I didn't mean to make it sound like this conference sucks. I meant.
I think we got it. Nick, we're really having a lot of fun, folks.
We really are, and how could you top that, Bill? That's my better half, and the only thing I can contribute to this is the fact that people of St. John have rolled out the rug of hospitality. We've been made to feel right at home. They've gone far and beyond their call to make us comfortable, your staff also. And the other thing I would say is probably I see this as a revelation in my life, and it's like you said earlier in some of the broadcasts, it is something that I will remember for the rest of my life.
Well, thank you. I certainly will. I'm very pleased. We didn't know how this was going to turn out. And being as it's the first one, I certainly won't forget it.
Yeah, I won't either. I'm Jay from Wichita, Kansas. And I came out here for some education on what's happening in the world. I've been hearing a lot of things on some radio programs around the country, and one of them, of course, has been this program. And since I was available, I took the time to come out here, and I'm getting a great education, I think.
Thank you. Did you have a chance to look through the library?
Yes, I thought it was great. I have a real soft spot for books. I buy books and books and books and books, but you've got a lot of books that I don't have.
Some of the books we have here, folks, you can't find anywhere. Thank you. And who's next?
Dan from New Orleans. I'm fairly new to all this. I hadn't heard of you till about March, April this year. And fortunately enough, I had vacation scheduled this time, so we just come out here. We had to learn more about it. I wanted to learn more about it, take some information back to some other people in New Orleans who weren't able to come out. And learned a lot just the last couple of days, more than I knew.
Were you surprised?
Yes, I really was. You know, especially, say, your library, too, collection of books. A lot of them I've never seen. The only thing I hate is I won't be here long enough to really take advantage of them like I want.
Well, you can always come back, because everything here in this center, folks, is free for anybody to use. Do research here. Study. We'll be holding seminars here. We'll be traveling around the country. We're going to have a bank of computers here with document storage on hard disk in their original form, so you can call them up and look at them. If you want copies, we'll print them out at our cost, which we estimate will be around 10 or 15 cents a copy, which is really low. We'll have a video viewing room, and we have hundreds and hundreds of videotapes. We'll also have an audio tape library. We have thousands of those, some of the best teachers and speakers in the world on tape. And this is going to be a place where people can come and seek the truth and hopefully find it. Good evening.
My name is Taylor Sims, and I'm from Dallas. And I just like to say I'm having a lot of fun and trying to absorb as much information as I can.
Great. Last time I saw you, you were juggling a machete over at Tim's Surplus and Stuff. You didn't cut yourself, did you?
No.
Good. Thank you. Oh, how old are you? Come on back here. Come back here. Don't go away. Come back. How old are you?
11.
11 years old. That's magnificent. Thank you. And?
Hi. I'm Sonia. I'm from the Dallas area, and I just want to take this chance to thank you, Bill, for providing this opportunity that probably most of these people will never have again at a price that people can afford, which is very rare in what's happening today. There's information out there, but most of it's unavailable and unaffordable to most people that are really trying to do some good.
Yeah, you and your husband actually came through St. John's about, what, a week ago, week and a half?
Yes, we did.
And you were sort of vacillating. You weren't sure whether you were going to come or not, were you?
No, I wasn't going to come. It just wasn't workable for what we had going.
Are you glad that you did?
Yes, I am. I just felt like we both wanted to come, but we just couldn't do it. We didn't think, and then, I don't know, here I am.
Well, I'm glad that you came, and thank you very much.
I'm Pat from Connecticut.
Can you talk just a little louder, Pat?
Oh, I'm Pat from Connecticut, and I'm just very glad to be here. It's been great. I think it's a wonderful opportunity. People that didn't come, I know I'm redundant in saying this because everyone seems to be saying it, but those that didn't come are really missing so much, and I know that they wish they had been here.
Is there one thing that stands out so far that you've really been impressed with, or that you've really learned something from?
Well, overall, it's hardly to say one thing. It's just the whole program and even what's coming up and the information, the people. Everyone's great. Everything's great.
Now, let me ask you something. I'm looking at you, and I can't imagine you with a rifle in your hand. Are you going to fire on Friday?
You bet I will.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Pat. Next, Ed.
How are you? Hello, Bill. I'm Ed from Catron County, New Mexico.
We've all heard about Catron County. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on there?
The latest thing that I've seen is there are some stickers for sale up at the courthouse that say Catron County is not a sovereign nation, but it is a state of mind.
That's wonderful. You've kind of thrown the feds out of that county, haven't you?
Not really, in the sense that many people think that we've thrown them out. What we have done, however, is use the statutes at large to kind of bring them under control and remind them what their duty is, and using their own rules and regulations, and particularly important things in the Endangered Species Act and the likes of which are giving many people so much trouble. When you read the Act, you find they're not really obeying their own mandates. And so that's what we've been doing.
Have you learned anything here that you think you might be able to take back to help you in your efforts there?
The most important thing I think that I've learned that I hope to take home is to make many people aware of the fact that we have a lot of friends out there. And if we continue expanding and comparing notes, I think we have a chance of putting the federal government back in the 10-mile square.
Put the genie back in the bottle, huh?
That's correct.
They're working magic on us, aren't they?
Very much so.
What?
For a testimonial on your behalf, I need to ask a question in order to back it up properly. In your book, Behold a Pale Horse, you mentioned that you were in the Mekong Delta as a riverboat captain.
Not the Mekong Delta. It was the Takhan River on the DMZ, actually.
All right. But what year was it, Bill?
That was 1968-69.
All right. I was there in 1962 and left in 66. And I went to work for a little-known company called Air America. You may recall that I asked you if you remembered seeing any of the unmarked airplanes.
That's correct.
Well, anyway, I was a C-123 pilot and a helio pilot, and I'd only like to offer a testimonial in this respect. I was stunned to find all these unmarked airplanes flying all over Southeast Asia that no one knew anything about, particularly the people back here that were paying the bills. And the testimonial I'm about to offer has to do with Bill's credibility and sincerity. He's the only man that I have met in my lifetime, or who has written in my lifetime, that which was necessary for the American people to hear. And I'll confirm every word he said.
Well, thank you, Ed. That was a surprise and very kind.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir. Would you like to introduce yourself to our listening audience?
Hi, I'm Joe from North Carolina. And I came down here. I don't have a job right now. I'm in between jobs. I had to work a temporary job for 2 weeks to scrape up enough money to get here. Plus, I had to do a little other wheeling and dealing to scrape up some more money to get here. And I didn't have a credit card, so I had a kind of a hard road to hoe on the way up. It's hard to rent a car without a credit card for some reason. I don't know why they don't think money's any good anymore. They treat you like a criminal if you have cash these days. So I don't know. That's just one of the many things, many problems we have. But I just want to say that this is indeed an honor to be here, and this is the last voice of free speech in the world.
Well, thank you very much. You know, you're wearing something around your neck that I think is absolutely beautiful. What is it?
It's a choker that I received at an Indian powwow. I go to a lot of Indian powwows in North Carolina, and a gentleman named Yellow Two Horse made this. It's made out of buffalo bone and abalone.
It's absolutely beautiful. I wish you could see it, folks. Do you think that these 2 days have been worth the sacrifices that you've made?
Oh, it's been well worth it. It's been, it's more than I imagined in just 2 days. The information is astounding, and all you people have really missed a lot by not being here. And I hope to go back to my home state and be a much more effective person to educate other people and make them aware of who the real manipulators are, and that we're all in the same boat on this whole planet. All of us have been manipulated, regardless of our race, religion, national origin, anything like that. We're all been taken advantage of badly.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Thank you very much, and thank you for coming. You know, if you didn't come thinking that you're going to hear what these people heard on the air, there's no way that you can. You know, a lot of what we've given these people has been in diagrams and visual things that we can't send out over the airwaves. And some of it is just too complicated to explain in an hour or 2 hours. And it requires a continuity that radio doesn't provide, because if we have to break one night and continue the next night, it just doesn't work. Daphne, welcome.
Hi, Bill. Good to see you.
For you people who out there don't know who I am, I'm with Anthony J. Hilder, and I'm from Belize, Central America. I came up with Anthony here for the conference, and it's great. You folks out there, you're missing a lot, as you've heard before, and also give me a chance to see Bill again and to see his work, what he's doing, and you're doing a wonderful job, Bill. I really appreciate what you're doing, and everyone out there is going to stand by you, and I hope more folks out there will do the same and stand up and get involved and do something. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Daphne. And we'll get back to everybody in just a minute, folks. But right now, what we've got to do here is take a little break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. Craig Smith was here and gave an hour lecture workshop on precious metals that was outstanding. It cleared up a lot of things, and it certainly let these people know exactly where we stand as far as the economy and what's predicted for the near future. If you would like a free newsletter, a really chock full of information newsletter from Swiss America Trading, I want you to call them tonight. Now, folks, if you get real worth from the hour of the time, then I hope that you will make your preparations for the future with Swiss America Trading. However, as Craig told this audience here, and as I've told you repeatedly in the past, if you don't, at least go to someone. You must prepare. If you really love your family, you can't leave them hanging in the wind against what has been predicted and against what we know. There's going to be a currency change, and this is no rumor. So call 1-800-289-2646 and do it now. 1-800-289-2646. Folks, believe me, you will be very, very happy that you did. A great weight will be lifted from your shoulders. Tomorrow, Gene Kimline is going to ride a brown bull. Betsy Russell Manning is here, the author of a wonderful book on Malathion, and a whole bunch of others, folks. She's going to ride a bull, too. And we return to our interview of the great horde that set out in covered wagons, on foot, following carts full of belongings. One little girl got here by hanging onto the back bumper of a Greyhound bus, and they don't even stop in St. John's. And who have we here?
Hi, Bill. I'm Jim from Los Angeles, and I just wanted to say it was worth it coming across the searing heat in the Mojave Desert.
On his hands and knees, ladies and gentlemen.
It would have been worth it if I had to walk or take a covered wagon. And I'd like to say you're absolutely right that the veterans in this country are going to be in the vanguard to take this country back, and that any veterans that haven't heard your tape on Vietnam, they should listen to it. It's a healing tape. And I'd like to offer a special message to my alma mater, 82nd Airborne Division. Keep your mission to be America's honor guard and keep your faith with the American people, and don't sell out to the New World Order.
Thank you. That is wonderful, and I certainly hope that the 82nd Airborne was listening. John, come over here and talk to me. Where are you from?
Austin, Texas, and it's an absolute pleasure to be here. I think everybody out there would agree that it's almost as good as if you could time travel to 1776 and meet all the great people that made a difference.
You know, that sort of leaves me speechless. I don't know what to say after that, but you're right. The people here certainly would have been in the front lines. They would have been at Lexington and Concord, if they had been living at that time, and that's why they're here. Is there anything that stands out in your mind as being something that has impressed you?
I've enjoyed it all. Swiss America Trading, the sovereignty and income tax laws. A lot of it confirms what I suspected all along.
And what was that? We're in deep doo-doo, huh?
Deep kimchi, yes. We are in deep kimchi.
Thank you very much, John. Yes. And Ann and I have communicated for, a couple of years on computer. She has been a regular patron of our bulletin board system when it was up. I'm not the greatest person with computers or software. She's a wonderful woman. How far did you have to travel?
All the way from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And aside from meeting you, Bill, and Annie, and Carolyn, and all the fine people that are here, I came out to learn about sovereignty and to learn more about the field medicine, and also to motivate my five sons, my husband, and my son-in-law to form the militia. We'll have one ourselves.
Wonderful. If the men don't do it, the women will. Thank you, Ann. Tim, what do you think about this conference?
Bill, I'd like to say about this conference, folks, this is Tim from Surplus and Stuff, St. John's, Arizona. Friends of mine and myself have been in this educational battle for about 15 years. I met Mr. Cooper, Bill, a year ago, who gave me a lot of inspiration to keep up the fight, get out and talk to people. He helped Deadeye and myself form our catalog for preparedness. And when he announced that we were going to put the convention together here in St. John's, and a lot of people have called me, a lot of people that have been here, I have met in person that have called me on the phone. And seeing these people from all over the country coming here, I don't feel alone anymore. About the fight that's coming. And I just want to thank everybody for making this convention a success, and we can team up together, and we'll have put up a good fight. And I also want to thank Mr. Cooper. He's been a good friend, and I'll stand by his side any day.
Thank you, Tim. I don't know whether you know it or not, folks, but that's one tough man who just shed a couple of tears there, and that impresses me. Good evening.
Hello, I'm Peter from New Mexico, and I moved to. It's an honor to be here. And if everybody out there knew what an honor it was, they'd be here too.
Thank you. What stands out in your mind about the last couple of days?
For me, you clarified the mystery school in your speech yesterday.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. Anthony J. Hilder, one of our speakers who talked today for 2 hours and certainly made everybody think really hard.
Doing that which has not been done. Hearing that which has not been heard. Reaching out and touching beyond our fingertips. That's what this is all about. A revelation. I receive so much more than I give. In talking to everybody who has come here, I have learned. When you become a participant rather than remain dormant in your seat, then you too will be in this fight. We have to become offensive. We have to reach out. There has never been any battle fought anywhere, at any time, over anything that has been won defensively. What this has taught us is that this is our country and we must fight to have it returned because it is lost. And we are lost without direction, without action, and that action is happening now. I've never met such a great, wonderful group of people compiled in one location. I mean, they've got the heart, they've got the soul, they've got the mind. Together, collectively, you out there, when you join in and when you participate and when you get involved in spreading this message to the millions, then we will incite that revelation and we will stop their revolution.
Thank you, Anthony, and thank you for coming. And this is Ron. Ron, where are you from?
Northeast U.S.
What do you think about this conference?
Well, Bill, when I came here, I thought I knew a lot. But after the last 2 days, I am humbled by what I have learned. First of all, I want to thank you for your devoted dedication to our mutual cause, because without people like you, a lot of people would not be waking up as fast as they are. And I'd like to say a few words to my brothers and sisters who are either former military or still currently in the military. It's time to wake up, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to hold your feet to the fire and dedicate yourselves to the oath that you took. And to those scumbags out there who want to impose a new world order and take our liberty and our very lives from us, the fight has just begun, and you're the ones that are going to have to pay the ultimate price for your ultimate mistake.
Thank you, Ron. Let's hope that they... I don't know if you can hear that applause. There's a lot of people in here, folks, and the applause is deafening. Valera. Folks, this woman has been writing letters to me over a long period of time, and they gave me such great comfort and hope, and she would always say that she was praying for me, and she always signed her letters, Granny from St. John's. And I never did know who she was until we came over here and opened this center, and I hunted her down, and we knocked on her door, and Granny and I had a wonderful talk one afternoon. And she's been here both days. And Valera, what would you like to say to our listening audience?
There's a whole lot to say. I hope I can say it with a straight face. I'm not sure that I can. But on a bit of levity, out on the ranch years ago, we had an old bachelor cowboy lived nearby. He'd saddle his horse and ride across the mesa and come get his belly full about once a month. And the subject of pie came up, and he said he liked every kind of pie but jam pie. And we wondered what in the world was jam pie. And he said, that's when two crusts are jammed together without anything in between. And I think of this gathering here about we mustn't jam out the Lord in this thing, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We'll never win this thing with just politics or our own strength. It'll take the strength of the Lord as it was in the beginning of this nation. May the Lord bless all.
Thank you. Valera is absolutely correct, folks. We can't have creator-endowed rights without a creator, and you'd better remember that. Granny, by the way, is our chaplain here.
My name is Alan Asay from Greeley, Colorado, where we have both kinds of music, country and western. And anyway, I thought that was funny. And I'd like to address my fellow Vietnam veterans, ladies and gentlemen, about our efforts to bring our prisoners of war back from Southeast Asia. First, let's put our own house in order, and then everything else is going to fall in line. And that means you, Lamont.
Thank you. A little cryptic ending there.
Yes. I'm Richard from Houston, Texas. I'd like to say hello to Michael and Linda. And the thing I learned today was about the microchip they can inject in you and do the 666 number on you. I saw the actual equipment, saw the identity cards, heard how they could scan you and detect if you had a certain amount of money on you. Luckily, I got through the scanner. Being an ex-school teacher, it was easy.
Thank you, Richard. Now, we've got some folks out here that are either bashful or they're hiding, because I didn't see them come on up here. So if you haven't been up here, come on up now, because I'm not going to let you get away. Come on up. Come on, folks. Anybody that hasn't been up here, I'm not going to let you get away. Tim, go back and lock the door.
Hi, I'm Doug from Maine. And I'd just like to say that the course has been very, very informative. The people here are great. They're all willing to learn. And that says something about the country in whole. I'd just like to say to the guys in black, from the guys in Maine, we have one rule. The number one rule. One shot, one kill. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you.
Wonderful. Now, folks, it's always been my goal and my wish that we could stop all of this, either politically or in the courts or with just common sense. Nobody has to have complete and total power over anyone else for any reason. And it doesn't look like those who would enslave us are listening. And in the absence of that kind of solution, if we're forced, we will.
Hello, my name is Kevin. I'm also from Michigan, and I just wanted to tell everyone from Michigan that didn't show up, I hope they either write Bill and make sure we set up another one of these conventions to show up back here in St. John's again and hopefully meet again. Or obviously, I hope we have more of these type of conventions in Michigan.
Thank you. What stands out in your mind over the last 2 days?
Well, again, I was also impressed with your another interpretation of the mystery schools, telling us more about the mystery school. And I was also very impressed by Mr. Ross's sovereignty issue that he gave a six-hour lecture today, which I have never heard that type of information before, that no one else has obviously heard either that did not come today.
Do you know who you are now?
Definitely. I do know who I am.
You know who you've got to get to be?
Definitely, definitely.
And you know how you have to do that?
I sure do. And I hope the rest of the people that don't know who they are will also want to find out who they are.
Fantastic. Thank you. Come on over here, Paul. Paul's a longtime CADGI member.
Hi, I'm Paul from Michigan. And I'd just like to say that I was not surprised with the quality of the program. I expected that because I knew it was going to be first class because anything you do is first class. I was pleasantly surprised with the quality of the people that are here and to see that, you know, I wasn't alone in, you know, believing some of the things I did and just seeing the people from all over the country, I mean, the four corners of this country, coast to coast and border to border, that came here to show their support, to learn, to do everything. And I just think it's a great sign for the future, you know, just that this is the beginning of something that who knows where or how far it can go.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Were you surprised that you got so much in these first 2 days and that there's still 3 days to go?
Yeah, really, I was, because I really expected a lot, but I didn't really expect all we've gotten so far. I mean, we've only had 2 days, my goodness, and it's just way above what I ever thought we'd have.
Thank you, Paul. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Jim from Washington State, and I'd just like everybody to know how proud I am of this group. And for those who love the truth, you're not alone. There are other people out here that believe in it.
Thank you. And what did you think about what you heard today from Bob Ross?
It's good information. There's stuff that was delivered here that I haven't seen anywhere else in any book.
Great. Have you had a chance to look at the library?
Excellent library. There are rare books here that you could only dream of finding in a used bookstore, but I doubt you ever will.
Thank you very much. Who we got out there that hasn't been up here? Come on, Betsy. Where's Gene? Gene, get on up here. If you don't get up here, I'm going to come out and get you.
Hi, Bill. I'm Betsy Manning from San Francisco. And I just want to say, my home state is Kentucky. And I've lived in San Francisco for over 30 years. But when I came here today, I felt like I was home. And your staff was wonderful. They picked me up at Sholo. Is that how you say it?
Sholo, yeah.
Sholo Airport. And a beautiful lady by the name of Carolyn, and we were racing down the road to get here because I was late, and she stopped the car suddenly, and she said, I got to get out. And it was this wonderful man in a wagon with three mules. He lived in the wagon, and she had to tell him about the Constitution. He said, I know what's going on. Anyhow, that was beautiful, and then I came here, and everything's just like, oh. So thank you very much.
Now, Betsy, I know that you've done an awful lot of work on your own. Why don't you tell us about some of the books that you've written and some of the things that you've done. You are one of the unsung heroes that not too many people ever hear about. So I want to give you this opportunity, and I want people out there to hear about you, and I want you to give them your address so that they can write to you and take advantage of the tremendous amount of research that you've done on your own.
Thank you, Bill. All my work is compiled and edited, and so the information is out there. I just put it in one place for people to look at. I did a Melathion book, and I also did two books on mind control and Candida Silver Fillings and about the immune system, and that's in wheatgrass, which is a good survival food, and it's good for cancer, Bill. And it's easy to grow, and you can grow it right in your living room. So, and you can write, if you want the books, you can write Upper Access Books in Hinesburg, Vermont. It's one Upper Access Road, that's easy. And it's in Hinesburg, Vermont. And they carry my books there.
And what's the name of it now?
Upper Access Books, one Upper Access Road, Hinesburg, Vermont. And I don't know the zip.
Well, that's okay. It'll get there, and we can find the zip. Betsy, if you'll give that address to Carolyn, because I know some people are going to call tomorrow that didn't get to write it down tonight, and we'll be able to give it to them on the phone. Do you have a little catalog you can send out?
I sure do.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Betsy. Gene, my old friend who's been following me around for years.
I'm sorry I can't say much because I have to ride a Brahma bull tomorrow, and I have to save my strength.
Well, what do you think about what's going on here?
I knew it would be wonderful. I tell you, I crossed the desert by myself. I drove the car 12 hours. I mean, nothing would keep me from coming. But I'm just so impressed in so many different ways with the quality of people that are here, and especially the young ones. They have really touched my heart. And it gives you hope for the future when you see these young ones. And the attention span that they have is just something else. And I've even heard them answer some of the questions you've asked. And I thought that is just wonderful. And I just encourage anyone to make an effort to come to your next one, wherever it is. Believe me, as they have heard tonight, it is well worth it. And I thank you for all the time and trouble and effort that you and Annie and little Pooh and Carolyn have put into it. You have blessed us.
Well, thank you. You've certainly blessed my efforts, and you've been a great supporter for a long time. Thank you, Gene. Well, there's some other people out there, folks, who are just too bashful to come up here, so I'm not going to make them, but I hope that this has given you some indication of the real people who live in this country. And the ones who are able to sacrifice a week of work, a week of vacation, a week of other things, and I believe that there's one person here who actually quits a job to come and just to be here with us. And I hope that it's given you some kind of hope and understanding that you're not alone. And as long as I'm alive, folks, you never will be alone if I've got anything to say about it. We're going to fight this battle together. Good night. And God bless you all.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me. And I'm happy to you, and it can't hurt you today, but there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Tennessee, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where the pride in every American heart and the time we stand and say, got a proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Can't hurt till today, but there ain't no doubt I love this land.